This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are Chickies and Pizza, South Philly, basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpizza.com. In about, I don't know, 15 minutes, we're going to play for you our entire interview with Jordan Mailata, which was awesome. We talk about the tush push, what his post-Super Bowl has been like. Miles Garrett, we talked to Jordan Mailata about what it's like going up against Miles Garrett. Mm-hmm. Mekhi Becton, all that stuff, so that is coming up next. But we cannot do a show without everybody's favorite part of it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Man, 6 years ago today, little Ben Livingston hopped on the microphone and informed all of Philadelphia that Bryce Harper was officially a Philadelphia Philly.
I'll never forget him running around in his tiny little pants and his tiny little shirt in the hallways.
Elliot or Ben?
No. Elliot's clothes fit fine. Ben
always wore the tight like T-shirt that would like show off most of his arms.
And when he would lift his arms up, you would see his belly. I'm telling you, tiny little shirt, tiny little pants.
Like a European guy.
I mean, true or not true? Yeah. Like.
Huh?
What's so funny about that day is I know like, you guys in the show that day were kind of doing the same thing we were doing on High Hopes. We were like, he's not coming.
Right.
You know, like.
We've gone on so long.
We did the Fed Up show.
Yep. And me and Seltzer did a whole hour-long podcast about how Bryce is not signing with the Phillies. Right. And the second we were done recording, he pretty much signed.
Spring training had started already. Like, it was crazy.
It was an absurdly long time. Yes. We might have to ask Bryce next week. Hey, man.
Yeah, what were you doing that whole
time? It's such a long time. February 28th.
Yep.
So what I have.
Waiting on John Middleton to okay that check.
$330 million.
Now he's waiting on him to okay another check.
Yep. It's just so funny. Bryce, $330, and then Soto doubled it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's not
6 years later.
That's
yep.
not jump change.
More than doubled it.
Yeah.
Doubled it and then added another $100 million.
So to have you today, my five favorite Bryce Harper postseason home.
Oh,
yeah. Let's get some chills.
Pander Jack is back.
Well, I take the cues from Mike King.
Yep.
Number five was Bryce's introduction into the postseason. So if you remember, he at the end of 2022, that last month, he was pretty horrible. He's coming back from the injury. And we'd never seen him in the postseason yet. We're like, is he a choker? Does he rise to the moment? And after a quiet game one, he made his presence felt in game two.
Bryce Harper leads off in the second. No score. He swings and hits one high and deep right field. Forget about it. Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on the board. His first playoff home run as a Philly. And it's 1-0 here in the second.
The Cardinal series, I know like that whole run was like Matt, the two games there were so intense.
Yeah.
It really brought people right back into the, because the funniest part about baseball is the regular season, so just kick your feet up, whatever. And then the second postseason hits, it ramps it up to another level.
Yeah, it had been, what, a decade since we had been in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, 11 to 22, so 11 seasons.
Yeah, so, man, it was, what a ride. Balls.
Oh, we'll get to the bigger moments of that run.
Well, you're right about the ramp up. It's baseball and hockey are like that.
Yeah.
Is that when the playoffs start, the tension goes up 100 times.
Yes. Yes. My fourth favorite Bryce Harper postseason home run is, it was one of those home runs that, and with him specifically, it's one of those ones where you can just feel coming. And they didn't win the series. And last year, the Met series was brutal. But still, this moment in Game 2, when they needed a lift, it was a pretty dang special home run.
Severino's ready, and the pitch. Harper swings, drives it high and deep center field. Bader going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Off the batter's eye! Two-run home run for Bryce Harper. Straightaway center field. And there's life back in the joint.
We say like the joint.
No, there's life back in the joint because it was dead. I mean, it was dead. They were down early in the second game against the Mets after game one being brutal.
Sunday afternoon.
Castellanos in the next, they went back to back. But that home run, I think everyone in the ballpark kind of felt coming.
Yeah. I was punching people. Like, because we're just standing there behind, you know, right around behind home plate, just standing there on the in the tunnel there. And I just, yeah, the juice. There was a lot of juice with that home run.
Felt like they were about to make a run.
It did. They didn't.
They didn't.
No.
Didn't.
Why did not go to that game?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, you went to one and didn't go to two.
Well, Sunday, were the Eagles playing that day?
Bye week.
That bye was
week.
Bye week.
Yeah.
But it was football.
Oh, yeah. You had some bets to win, I'm sure.
I knew it had to be a reason why I wasn't.
You were like, listen, I'll be at the baseball. There's going to be a nice long playoff run.
I was there the day before. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I'll have other games to go to. I didn't realize it would be in New York, and I'd be terrified for 2 days.
Yeah, well, again, then we just went home.
You keep lying to the people. You're running up and down the stairs, high-fiving them after the Lindor home run.
That was game four late.
I know. My third favorite Bryce Harper home run, and this one is actually home runs, because who could forget? Game two in Atlanta. He makes the final out, and he's running back to first base. A moment I wonder how Spike would have handled. You know, game two down in Atlanta. He makes the final out, trying to be aggressive, getting to third base, around home to tie
the
game up.
Doing what you want him to do, hustle.
Yeah, he was grinding.
Well, the problem with him is he hustles at the wrong times.
He's not the smartest base runner.
Yeah.
It's never been his strength.
Yeah.
So after the game, Orlando Arcia in the locker room says, ha ha, attaboy Harper, attaboy.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
And they return home, and the lock of the century was what Bryce Harper was about to do.
The right-hander's pitch. Swung on. Belted. Wow. Deep right field. And it's long. Gone for Harper. A second deck three-run home run for Bryce Harper as he punishes that pitch from Bryce Elder. And the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
Breaking ball hit in the air, center field. Going back is Harris. Back toward the wall. It is gone! He did it again! This time to center field. Harper looks at Arcia again as he goes around the second base bag. Fireworks are shooting out in right center field near the bell. And the Phillies lead it 7-1.
T-Mac really does on the radio calls.
Yeah.
Our mics aren't built for T-Mac.
No. Yeah. T-Mac needs a better mic. Yeah.
Oh, especially during those kind of games.
Yeah.
By the way, Bryce Harper that day, two home runs plus 3,100 for those keeping score.
No,
never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
My second favorite postseason home run from Bryce takes us back to 2022. And the Phillies return home for their first World Series game, obviously since 2009. And it was the last moment where he felt like they might win the whole thing. Bryce Harper reintroducing himself back into the series.
Pitch swung on, hit deep, right field, and the Phillies are going to lead it.
Yeah, they are.
Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top with a two-run home run over the out-of-town score.
Simply amazing. Harper here at home has homered on back-to-back swing.
Just euphoria. Man. Euphoria. The five home run game, and then the next night they get no hit.
It's unbelievable.
Game five, excruciating. I mean, game five was absolutely brutal. And yeah, it was done. But that moment, off McCullers, there's the video of Smoltz saying, I think he's going to throw a first pitch slider here. Bryce can't miss it. Bryce didn't miss it. It was...
I love the L.A. laugh during that as well.
Again, it was kind of, it was a little bit like Saquon against the Commanders.
Yep. I was about to say.
Where it's like, this guy's not real.
Right.
Yeah. Man, that was a hell of a postseason run.
Well, let's get to number one, because there's nothing that's going to top number one for a long time. The swing of his life, as Scott Fransky put it.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
He better hit a bigger one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I would like a bigger one. As big as that one was, we still got at least six more years of Bryce here in Philadelphia. Yeah. We need a World Series, which means we might need a bigger one.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah.
But, yeah, must have been awesome to been there to be there for that.
Man,
that
I still get chicken skin off of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's an all-timer. Yeah. And I do hope we get a bigger one, but still.
And I tell you, when you see that, when you see it on TikTok, like if you – may not be in your algorithm, but it certainly is in mine. You get the same chills every time you see the video.
The stop and watch.
Yeah. You get the same chills, man. That was amazing. Man, we supposed to win the World Series that year.
I do wish you could experience 2022.
Yeah, I wish I could be here, too. Yeah. I wish I could have been here, too. That's what I was hoping last year. Yeah.
No, I know.
You got four games, buddy.
Well, listen, this year they're going to make the NLCS.
Oh, wow, what a winner.
Get the parade.
Sound like a Sixers fan now. Can we just get past the second round?
Round?
Yeah. Coming up next,
Our interview with Jordan Mailata. Talked to Jordan about the tush push, about Mekhi Becton, about Miles Garrett, about gearing up for next season. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. Oh, wait. Hold on, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Also, this hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of 0% financing for up to 72 months right now at Guida Door and Window. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.